Hey, long time no talk. We got Greg on the line from Paradise Recreational Sports in beautiful downtown Paradise, Michigan. How are you?
Good. Very good today.
Appreciate you giving us a little time today. I'm sure, like most of us here, you're probably getting a lot of snow, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And we're waiting for the snow to get out of here so we can see some flowers.
Right? Yeah, I mean, literally, would you have enough to reopen snowmobile season?
No. Nope, the swamps are all open. The water's real high around here, and no, it would be almost impossible.
It would have to really freeze up hard, huh?
Yep.
Well, we don't want that. Well, how was the snowmobile season overall? I know you had a real slow start. Did it take off after that?
Yes, it did. It started slow, and it picked up pretty good. But then, of course, you know, it ended quick too. But the last weekend, when we got that snow, I mean, we got hammered with sleds. I've never seen that many sleds just on a weekend.
Really? Interesting.
So we had a lot of sleds here.
Well, what was your take overall from the winter? I mean, you guys fare okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did fairly well for being, you know, starting out slow and then ending so quick. We did okay.
Well, is there anything you can tell us about what's happening in your neck of the woods right now?
Everybody's calling every day about the, you know, the smelt running. Some of the commercial fishermen are getting them in their nets out in the big lake.
Hmm.
So they think just as soon as this snow gets gone, get this water a little bit warmer, they think they're going to run. Getting calls every day about the smelt.
Is that mostly in the Tequamanon, or do you have any other rivers around your area?
Oh, we have all kinds of little rivers. Okay. Black Creek around here and Roxbury, and we have a lot of little creeks that go up.
Now, has the smelt run traditionally not tapered off for you like it has in some other areas? I mean, is it still pretty strong year after year?
Yeah, it's still pretty strong. When they do run, you catch them at the right time, you can get your 2.5 gallons real quick.
That's a lot of smelt, too, in my opinion.
No, it's a lot of cleaning.
Exactly. I mean, I used to, when I'd go smelt, and I learned the hard way, you know, I'd take a cut off a milk jug and literally fill it halfway, and that was enough for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after you do it for a while, you just go down and get one net full and disappear.
And we'll continue with Greg from Paradise Recreational Sports. We'll continue with our Northeastern UP report. Get into the steelhead fishing, see what he's been hearing about that. The perch fishing, plus we're going to get into his side-by-side and ATV rentals for this summer. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.